Tuksuk got the tip-off and scored the first basket. The audience erupted. On one side of the gym, the Islander crowd sang in support of their team. Quickly, the Jaegers fans began to cheer their team on. The Islanders kept scoring twos after twos, but the Lady Jaegers kept up with the opposing team. At the end of the first quarter, the Islanders led by 9 points, 17-8. In the second quarter, the audience loved the threes sunk by the Jaegers. Utah caught up to the Islanders, tying the score, 17-17. Then one of the Utah starting players twisted her ankle and was unable to play the rest of the game. Utah pulled ahead, but the Islanders' defense was strong and was able to turn over the Jaegers. The score tied again, 22-22. 3 minutes from the end of the second quarter, one of the Islanders' captains got injured. At the end of the second quarter, Tuksuk led by 3 points, 28-25. In the start of the third quarter, a Jaeger fouled an Islander. Then an Islander had a technical foul, which allowed the Jaegers to tie the game, 28-28. The atmosphere lit when the Jaegers scored multiple threes, pulling ahead. By the end of the third quarter, the Utah Jaegers were ahead by 7, 38-31. In the final quarter, the Islanders' defense was strong, but the Jaegers were able to make a basket. The crowd lit the room, yelling, "Utah Jaegers!" The Islanders sang the school song. One player from Utah got fouled out, but the Islanders tied the game 41-41. The Islanders had numerous turnovers, which pushed the Utah Jaegers in the lead, 44-43. But the lead didn't last. Utah wouldn't score any more points, but the Islanders scored 4 more, winning the game 48-44. At the Bethel Regional High School gym, I'm Jared James.